Welcome to the Aquarimax Audio Show with Russ and Kim. We provide information on all kinds of aquarium-related topics.
This is episode 227, recorded November 10th, 2014.
Greetings, Aquarimaxers.
Hi, guys.
So, who we got this week?
We have some Facebook contributors this week. Ryan in Kentucky and Joe. Where's Joe at?
I don't know where Joe is at. I should have
checked
on Facebook.
Joe in cyberspace. We don't know where you are, Joe.
That's okay.
You're in Happy Fishland. Oh, and Nikki.
Oh, yeah, right.
Nikki in Pleasant Grove, which is here in Utah.
That's true. So, all right. Let's start out with Ryan, shall we?
He sent us some pictures of the background that he made, which we were talking about on a different episode. He was asking questions about what was safe to use and things.
Right.
Using styrofoam and cement and GE's Silicon One, I used a blowtorch to shape the styrofoam after cutting it. This was a fun project. It takes a lot of time and patience, at least 24 hours in between steps. I'm still trying to get pH down a week later, but I will keep trying. That part is taking a little longer than I expected, but it will come down eventually. Included is a picture of the fish I plan on putting in the tank. Thanks. Actually, it says thanks, y'all.
Yeah, you gotta.
Which is more
keep
fun.
That in there. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, Russ and I, the other day, were just lamenting the fact that English lacks a plural you pronoun. You have to say like you guys,
or
y'all, and we just thought, you know,
all y'all, depending on
yeah.
the situation.
We should just, everybody, English should just officially adopt y'all as, like, the plural you pronoun, because we need one. So, there we go.
They're useful.
Plus, it's fun to say, y'all.
Those plural second person pronouns, yes, I like them.
Okay, so, pictures, you guys will have to go up and see them.
Yes, let's talk a little bit about it, because this is cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first one is just showing, basically, it looks like after he's cut and stacked and blowtorched them, but he hasn't painted them yet. And they're in his tank. And then the next
one.
So
is this one piece of styrofoam that he shaped?
My understanding of how I've seen it done is that he would take, you'd get a big sheet of styrofoam, like the ones that we buy, you know, when I'm using to pack boxes.
Fairly thin, like half an inch or something.
Well, this one looks like it's thicker than that, because you can get them. You can get them 1 inch. You can get them very.
But it's a sheet, not a block.
Right, it's a sheet, and you cut out bits and you stack them, and you use some sort of adhesive. I don't know which one he's using here.
Can you use the silicone?
Oh yeah, he mentioned that. Yeah, the GE silicone, and then you can stick them together, and then you can put the cement on top of it, and that's what is in the second picture.
That's the cement.
Outside of the tank, going to put the cement stuff on top of it. There's various things that people...
When they're all laying there flat on there, is that...
I think that's the pieces... That's an example of what the pieces look like when before you stack them together. Like
okay,
this.
The pictures are just out of order.
I must have messed up somewhere. And these are the fish he's going to put in them, in the tank, but this is before the background. And then here's the background in the tank, with the water... You know, when you have to let it kind of cure, you have to let the water leach out some of
that was when he was working on the pH stuff.
Yeah, you're leaching out the stuff that increases the pH. And then here in the last picture, he's got the fish actually in there.
Yep, he does actually have the finished product up there, so you guys should go see the pictures.
It looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it.
Nice.
Someday I really want to make a background like this. In fact, I don't think I'd stop at one. I think this is such an interesting...
Nobody can have just one.
...project. That and with a lot of applications, because you know, our son Isaac was looking at this as I was.
I didn't know that.
Putting
part.
This together, I was putting these pictures in the email because you know the Facebook wasn't going to work on the iPad, so I was putting the pictures together to email to myself so we could reference them during the show. And he looked at it and he said, "Oh, that looks cool," and he had an idea.
His idea?
What you could do with mud skippers, because he likes mud skippers and would like to keep some sometime. He said. You could make the land area for mudskippers out of something like that.
Oh, that's
true. And
you
could set up several of them.
You could have it continue from the back rub down, so like it's rocks coming down to the water.
Yeah, and he had this cool idea about how to do it, using this same technique, but just having that be the base.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was cool, and I told him so. It's kind of a neat idea. So cool. I love this. This is really neat to see the progress of your project, and I think the finished product looks really nice, and I hope that it will inspire other Aquarimaxers. So thanks for sharing, Ryan.
Should we go to Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. Joe contacted us on Facebook this week also. He says, life got out of control and I just got up to speed on the last few episodes. I wanted to say congrats on the crested. That's the gecko, yes. I've always been a big aquarium guy, but in the last 25 years, I'm 50, I've sort of switched my main interest to reptiles, mostly rack-related geckos. And honestly, you couldn't have chosen a better, easier pet. Wish I knew you were interested, as I had to move almost 40 babies this year. And I gotta say about that, we didn't go to the Reptile Expo exactly planning on bringing home a crested gecko. I mean, we'd talked about them before.
And how about they would be cool someday. Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have any plans when we went.
I was going to pick up some supplies.
It was all my fault.
And have some fun there, of course. And we all had fun. Mm-hmm. Enjoyed seeing all the things, but yes,
you can elaborate. It was totally my fault. I got to hold one of the grown-ups that somebody had as one of their breeding pairs, and she was just beautiful, and it was like silk. She was so soft, and I just looked at Russ and I said, I need one of these. And we were still going to try to wait, because I really liked their geckos, and I'm like, oh, we'll wait, we'll get their information, and we'll wait until they have some available. So then we found Tiki, so we didn't wait.
Yep. And rack-related geckos, Rhacodactylus, is the genus to which crested geckos once belonged. They don't anymore, but there are several relatives of them that belong to that genus. So that's what he means by rack-related geckos.
So what's in that group right now?
Let's see. The lychees are in there.
Okay.
And there, I think gargoyle geckos are in there too. There are several.
Okay.
Chihuahuas, I think, are in there. I'm not sure about that one.
So he says, anyway, about making backgrounds. I've tried many different methods, but they all have one thing in common. They reek after a while, and there's nothing anyone can do to stop it. So be prepared to change it once in a blue moon. Also, don't use them for snakes. You haven't lived until you've had a mouse that you thought had been eaten burrow into it and die.
That sounds insane.
That does not sound very
fun. So he's talking about not backgrounds underwater right now. He's talking about terrestrial backgrounds.
Terrestrial. Yeah. They stink?
That's what he's saying.
Terrestrial backgrounds stink?
It hasn't happened to me yet, but he's probably talking about setups. I am assuming he's talking about setups in a non-live vivarium, but that would be interesting to hear more about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so have you done it with the isopods and the springtails and stuff and the soil and all the live plants and stuff, or is it just everything artificial that they get stinky in?
That's what I'm wondering myself, yeah.
Maybe he can let us know that.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if you ever have more than one gecko to care for, two words, paper towels. Nothing is easier or cleaner, just kind of ugly. Yep.
That's what we've got our babies on right now.
Mm-hmm. And Tiki, until we get her a naturalistic vivarium when she's a little bit bigger.
Yeah. It is really easy and convenient to get in Tiki's vivarium, the paper towels, the ones that separate into the half sections.
Sheets.
Fits right on the bottom, just about perfectly. I have to fold it to put it in the one with the baby morning geckos, but it is really convenient. You just change that a few times a week and it keeps everything nice.
Mm-hmm. So he ends with, very excited that you guys have moved a bit closer to my world. And then he has a PS. Speaking of backgrounds, check out these guys and we'll put the
link up.
It's universalrocks.com. They had a giant booth at the last NARBC show in Anaheim and their stuff was mind-blowing. And they've got some really amazing, looks like vivarium...
Well,
setups and stuff.
If you go to the website, you might as well click there
stuff.
Here. Yeah. It has amazing things for aquaria and vivaria and ponds and fairy gardens and...
That's the part that's exciting.
All kinds of things. I mean, it's amazing. They have... The idea is they have rock that's artificial rock, but it looks real. Like Texas Holy Rock, for example, is a very common rock for use in cichlid... aquariums.
Okay.
Because it's full of holes.
And so they can like swim through it and have caves and stuff.
Yeah, like this.
Okay, so is that real holy rock or is
that's the beautiful thing. It's a fraction of the weight of the
Oh, so like it's not it so heavy here, in your tank, huh?
Our largest and most stunning holy rock has the beauty and awe of a real piece, but with a fraction of the weight, 9 pounds versus 80 to 100 pounds.
Wow.
I'm quoting from their website, universalrocks.com, and this is their holy rock page, decoration 044.
Is it, would you say that's more expensive than real rock or cheaper? Because that...
Well, it's, you know, it's not super cheap, but it's much lighter. And the rocks themselves are not cheap either.
Fairly pricey anyways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's one example. But they've also got pond kits with waterfalls. They've got rock wall panels that you can put into your aquarium. They've got bowls pond for kits. Reptiles, bowls for dogs. I mean, they've got all kinds of things. Heater covers.
It looks like they have all kinds of interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for sending us the lid.
Yeah. So you put
the lid. The link. Sorry, I was looking at where it said lid.
Like if you look at the one the heater covers there, check this out. You know, heaters are not exactly very attractive in an aquarium, but you put one of those in and it blends in.
Okay, so they've got these kind of taller, skinnier rocks that would cover up the heater and just look like it had a rock in front of it instead of, you know, the heater sticking down.
Right, which is, I think, a cool thing.
Yeah.
Makes it look more more interesting.
So we'll have to play some more on this website. You guys go check it out.
Yeah. So, our next one.
Okay, my friend Nikki, actually, that I just met recently, and we were visiting on Friday, and it turned out she had betas. I didn't know that before. I'm like, oh, so, you know, we were talking fish. And she said one of her betas was just looking bloated. And not very happy. And she said something to the effect of, well, I've read online, you know, Daphne are good for them. But she didn't actually know what Daphne were. She's like, do I get that at a health food store? What is that? And I said, oh, no, there are these little crustaceans and stuff. And she's like, oh, where do I get them? And I said, we've got some. So I just netted her some out. And I heard from her today. And she said that the bait is doing much better now.
Good.
So that was exciting to get to help the little fishy.
Yeah, it was exciting for me, too, even though I wasn't directly involved, because Kelly was able to help somebody with fish problems. I think that's cool.
Well, all I did was net out the Daphnia.
Well,
she already knew she was looking for them. She just didn't know what they were.
I know, but you got to give yourself some credit there. I mean, I think that's cool. You were able to say, yeah, we're a resource. Daphnia, here you go. And you just got them.
So it's kind of fun.
That was neat. And apparently it's borne successful fruit in the in the healthful turnabout of the beta. It's doing better now. So I thought that was cool.
That is good.
Able to help her out there.
Do we have anything else?
Let's see. I don't think that this week we do. So until next time.
May the fish
be with you. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Aquarimax Audio Show. For additional episodes, please visit aquarimax.com. To leave comments or questions that could be featured on an upcoming podcast, leave a message at 801-477-0629 or email us at info@aquarimax.com.